I'd like to reconvene the September 2010 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. Next item on the agenda is public comments. It's an opportunity for individuals to speak on matters that are not on the agenda. Is anyone here that wishes to address the commission? Yes, sir. Could you come forward, please?
I have a question first. It does have to do with the warm water harvest restrictions, but it does not pertain to the tags.
Okay. My expertise says to come on up. State your name for the record, please.
Hank Bowen.
Hey, Hank. Good to see you.
And actually, I had two comments. I guess one was on the penalty phase.
Okay.
Harvest restrictions. And I guess right now it says that if you violate the provision, that all your shellfish shall be destroyed in the presence of an officer. And I just say that place an undue hardship on a lot of the people, because it's not like you're taking away a day's income. Some of these people only harvest once a month, and so you could be taking away a whole month's income if they're, you know, they've missed their, takes 30 minutes to get to their processing facility, and it takes 35. It's a minor violation, and they could lose a whole month's income. And well, I don't know
how minor a violation is this. Jack, did you or Jim want to comment on that statement? pertaining to shellfish safety?
It's obvious that this regulation is very critical for human safety. So that choice for the MPO is there, that if he thinks that they should be destroyed, they can be destroyed. But general practice, I don't think that's the way they're doing it, that they can put them back on their. I know the aquaculturists have that concern, because they may come in with a boatload of something that's been out there for a long time, and they could potentially be destroyed. But in practice, I have not heard of that not being handled correctly.
Okay. And next comment, sir.
Well, I agree that some people have had their clams confiscated and destroyed, basically just thrown in the parking lot. People have been doing it in Oyster. And that's why I just...
Where did it occur? In Oyster?
In Oyster.
Okay.
And the other comment, I guess, was on the transplantation of seed.
Okay.
I know that you can comment a part of that. About the that clam seed that's going to be transplanted should be exempt from the warm water restriction, because it has nothing to do with public health. And I know there's going to be wording in here so it doesn't have to be shaded, but it would still come under all the other regulations. And like I say, right now, when you come under the bulk tag, you would still have to have a bulk tag for your seed,
right,
even though it's going to be transplanted and not consumed or harvested again for consumption for at least another year, 18 months or so. So I was just hoping that that any seed that is to be transplanted could be exempt from all of the warm water regulations.
Jim, you've been working with the FDA and shellfish sanitation.
And we have added in this newer version that shading wouldn't be required for seed that's being transplanted. Just in general, seed is exempt from all these things. And when we reopen it, we're going to have to reopen this regulation, because there have been further FDA restrictions that we're going to have for next summer. You know, if we want to clarify that statement, we could.
Okay.
So,
thanks for bringing that to our attention, Hank. I appreciate it. Okay, good day. Anyone else? Public comments? Mr. Smith.
Ken Smith, I'd like some clarification on something. And if I hear the seed coming up, the buyers of seed have been able to lump this seed and call it. Is that correct?
Lump it and call it in?
I mean, as to how many bushels, estimate how many bushels it is?
Correct.
Oh, Mr. Commissioner, you and I have had a conversation in the past, and several about them, about double standards. And the watermen, I mean, in today's time, and there's so few buyers and places to unload, Sutter Falls being there, a waterman owning a tub, you know, it's hard to get all of that together. But the orange basket holds the same amount as a tub. And I know code says tub. And I don't know if code says tub about the seed or not. I mean, I'm asking this question, but if the code doesn't I mean, if that takes the seed out of the factor that it's just, you can do what you want to, I would hope the commission would see to it that this year the watermen can unload in orange baskets, you know, where they don't have a buyer and have to transport it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Anyone else? Mr. Kellum.
Honorable members of the commission, I'm Tommy Kellum with Kellum Oyster Company. I would like to ask that the commission consider regulation for the upcoming oyster year that buyers who don't report their purchases as mandated by code not be able to buy for the following season or not be able to purchase a buyer's license. We all know the watermen, what happens to them if they don't report. And there's, I think Dr. Weston could attest, there's a lot of buying activity going on that the numbers never get back, nor the tax dollars for the replenishment tax get back to the commission. And it's awful tough to fight for restoration dollars and to argue harvest and, you know, how things are improving when you don't have accurate numbers to warrant that. So I would like to ask that some consideration be given to some sort of regulation for a penalty other than as minuscule as it is at this point for the buyers of the, I'm specifically speaking of oysters, but.
It sounds legitimate to me. I mean, as Mr. Smith talked about double standard, I mean, it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander.
Absolutely, so. And it will police. I know it's tough to be police, but it can police itself in that.
If we catch one.
We catch one, and also the watermen have to report, or they get hauled down here and have to, you know, face, so. There's enough activity that the bad players could be called out.
Mr. Travelstead, can we include that provision in the reg for public hearing?
Well, I think it's a matter of simply if we catch someone who's not reporting their harvest,
right,
or reporting taxes, we simply invite them to a commission meeting to have the commission consider revoking licenses.
Okay.
Or not issue
under 232. Okay. That'll be fine. Thank you, Tom. Yes, sir. Anyone else in a public comment? Yes, sir. Mr. Franz?
I'm Wayne Franz. I would like for the commission maybe to discuss a little bit on the orange basket tub issue, so we'll get a little clarification on that. I know a lot of watermen in my area are asking about it. Where do you get a tub? Who makes a tub? How much would it cost? A lot of them don't have tubs. Can't find them anymore. So if I could get a little clarification, please.
Well, okay. The clarification is at the present time you cannot use those specific. The specific tub that's being talked about is described in the Code of Virginia. Does I. Cooper still sell tubs? Colonel Rhodes, do you know?
Yes, sir. Ocean Products also sold them.
Okay, but we can continue to discuss the item. No problem at all. Thank you, Mr. Franz. Anyone else?